chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Yes, guys, today is the day. Today is Wednesday. Oh, man, it is June 17th. Oh, my gosh. We are live right now. Tell everyone, tune in, tell a friend, tell everybody to call in and listen and check out what we got going on today. We always have something going on. You never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Remember that you can go on Alexa and say, which one is it? You can go on Alexa and say Gina's Radio Chat, right? And it'll bring you right into the show. Or you can go on, hey, Google, play, oh, which one? Doug, which one is it? You can go on Google Play and say, hey, Google, play BBS radio station number one. Yeah, hey, Google, play BBS radio station number one. That's it. I got it. And then Alexa, hey, Alexa, play Gina's Radio Chat. You can do that, or you can go on and download the app BBS Radio, okay, the radio app. You can go ahead and download that and take me anywhere. Take us anywhere you are, and you can go ahead. I think Google is about to say something, you guys, because I'm right near it. I said, hey, Google. Anyway, that's funny. Yeah, so today is a great day. You know why? Because this is the day. There she goes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Look at her. Hey, Google, stop.
Okay.
Thank you. That's hilarious. This is live radio. What do you expect, you guys? Okay, today in D.C., cloudy right now. We got showers coming at 1 p.m. all day and all night. We got showers expected all till next Tuesday. So be ready for that, you guys. We got a high of 70 today. That's lower than we have had in quite some time. Let's see. In Detroit, you are sunny, 75 degrees. Your high is 82 today. Let's see, in London, you're 66 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 55 degrees. You got thunderstorms too. Atlanta, with everything going on, 64 degrees, 75 is your high, partly sunny. So that's good weather for your protesting. Let's see, in South Australia, you're 50 degrees and clear. You're waking up to clear skies, sunny. Tomorrow, 51 degrees is what you're waking up to, high 69. Hawaii, you're 54 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high today is 72, and you're waking up to showers tomorrow at 53 degrees. Puerto Rico, you're 81 degrees. Your high is 82, waking up to 67, partly cloudy. Portugal, you're 75 degrees right now, mostly cloudy, and you got showers coming. You'll have them all throughout the night and tomorrow as well. 55 is your wake up, and you're going to have your high at 67. All right, you guys, so that's it for the weather. Let's go into ministerial moment. I'll be right back after our sponsorship. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Okay, so my ministerial minute is I am I guess I'm noticing a lot of things since we've been in quarantine and with, all of the protesting and everything and really seeing things. You know how I guess I can say that before all of this happened, I could see things, my discernment was pretty clear, but because of the hustle and the bustle and the rushing and the moving and the shaking and where my flesh was, I really couldn't see it clearly. But Holy Spirit was so graceful that he would give me an unction and I would know that something was off, or whether it was a person or a situation, I would recognize that it was something going on and that it was just not right. So yeah, I am just really thankful for what God is doing as far as revelation. Revelation is not just from him, his, the reading of the word, but it's also him giving you revelation from, where you were. Like if you were in a different place and you couldn't see, now you were blind, but now you can see. That's a revelation. That is, restoration of sight. That is removing scales from your eyes. That is getting you to a place of recognition. And so I am just thankful for that because it's just a lot going on, and if you don't know the truth, you can't be set free. And so I believe that we are set free by the truth. And so I'm very excited about, just allowing God to continue to reveal truth to me and all of the others that are seeking after him, because it's very important that we seek after the Father. We have to seek him. We have to want to know the truth. We have to know, where we are. And that means even in the church. I mean, it's so much going on in the body of Christ. The division is just, I mean, it's insane. I am just, I'm not shocked because God promised that, that there would be a separation. But there's definitely, where you think that you see, that things are the way they are supposed to be, and you think that it's because, oh, the manifestation of someone that is, maybe drinking or drugging or, hoeing around or something like that, that that's the manifestation of the enemy. I mean, that is just, that's a manifestation, but that's not the overall place where the enemy wants to get us away from God. I mean, that's like, that'll pull us away from him, but the ultimate is when you are operating in pride and you take no correction from the Father at all. You see no, there's no conviction that brings you to repentance because you have drifted so far away that you're operating in all the things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, but you have absolutely no Holy Ghost power. And, prophesying lies and stirring up stuff and saying, thus say the Lord. And it's a lot of that going on. And I really am able to see that in this time, we have got to know that God rules and reigns. We have got to know that he has the final say. We have got to know that he is in control. If we don't know that by now, I don't know what to say. But for some reason, the pride of life has people so blinded that they cannot see that God said stop, that this move is, I mean, I just cannot give the devil that much power. I just can't. If there's affliction, if there is anything that we are going through, believe you me, God knows about it. Just like Pharaoh. When Moses told him to let the people go and all of these things started happening, the locusts and all of these things, God is in control. Okay? And so when we start getting into a place where we binding and casting out, but we haven't humbled ourselves and turned from our wicked ways and sought God in heaven for forgiveness and for a cleansing of the heart, and for the mind of Christ, and to recognize we are nothing without him, that we can't do anything without the power of the Holy Spirit, then we are lost. And to me, and this is just me, you are in opposition of God. It is no different than Peter saying to Jesus when he told him that he was going to die and was going to resurrect. Surely no, Peter said to Jesus. And you know what Jesus said? Get thee behind me, Satan. It wasn't the fact that he accused Peter of being Satan. It was the opposition of the truth. And I believe that in this time that people will fall by the wayside and not hear God because they'd rather hear what they want to hear. They rather operate in their own power and their own understanding and their own wisdom. And a lot of people are going to be misled because of the loud noise that's operating through the vessel of lies and not moving by the Spirit because they're immature in that way. But God is raising up a people to counteract that move because God wants people to come to him. God wants people to love his truth. God wants people to operate in his truth. God wants his people to be free in his truth. And so I am leaving you guys with that. And I mean it because I have seen a lot of foolery going on, you know, and I was living foolery, you know, because I just gave up. I thought that, you know, this was just like, gosh, this is no different than me being in the world. You know, it's no different. And I got discouraged and, you know, misplaced and didn't know where to go. I knew I didn't want to go backwards and I knew where was I going to go? But you know what? When I took my eyes off of man, when I surrendered everything to the Father and I got tired of being disappointed in people and I really wanted to get to know the Father for myself, I went on and sought after him and he broke through that, all of that. And now my relationship with him brings me closer to becoming one with Christ. Whereas now I'm actually determined to live, move, and have my being by the Spirit. I know that I'm supposed to exemplify Christ. I know that I'm going to go through trials and tests and that my faith will be sufficient. The grace of God will be sufficient. My trust in him will be sufficient. And I will be able to move mountains. And so will you. If you seek after God and his righteousness and humble yourself and turn from your wicked ways, your wicked desires, your wicked thoughts, your wicked, you know, point of view, you will begin to see miracles and you will be able to believe. Ask God to help you like the centurion with your unbelief. Stop looking for man to confirm you and to lead you. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. And the Bible says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And it is way too many of us in the body of Christ trusting in man and trusting in our own flesh and trusting in our own ability, trusting in last year's anointing, trusting in generational anointing, trusting in your knowledge and your mind and your intellect and not leaning on the Holy Spirit and not allowing yourself to be free and allow yourself to be submissive to the move of the Holy Spirit. And you're missing out on all kind of blessings and you're missing out on all kind of things that God wants to show you, you know. And I'm gonna tell you right now, we're not all speaking the same language. Some people are saying other stuff and believing in other stuff. And some people, you know, and I'm just not, I don't believe, I'm not with anything. If it ain't lining up with the word of God, if it's not lining up with the echoes that I'm hearing people say and see, visions that are being shown, if your focus is on who the president is, who's going to be elected, if your focus is on, you know, everything else, your emotions, your feelings, and you are missing what thus say the Lord, because God has already been in this place. He knew that this was going to happen. This is not a surprise to him. He's already moved forward. The thing is, we need to go where he is so we can overcome all of this, so we can be in position to make a difference, to be victors and overcomers. That's where we should be at. Not in what's going on around us. We're in the world, but not of the world. But what is God doing in the spirit realm that we would want to manifest in the body, in the atmosphere now to counteract everything? Is he pleased with us? Are we his bride without spot nor wrinkle? These are the things we should be concerned about, because if we drop dead today, it wouldn't matter who the president was. What would matter is, what is God going to say about us? Is he going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Is he going to be pleased with your attributes, your attitude, and your character? That's the things that we should be concerned about. Lord, this is a sign. What do I need to do? Some of us need to say, "What do I need to do to be saved?" Some of us need to say, "What is in my heart? Remove it. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." All this rhetoric going on, it's so much noise. So I love when I get to spend time with Holy Spirit, my best friend, Jesus and God, and get instructions and find out what is God saying. I love it. So I don't know. I just felt some kind of way about that. It was just in my spirit. I really wasn't going to say anything, but I feel led by the Holy Spirit. Maybe this would save someone from the turmoil of today and get you up higher in God's glory. Don't you want to go higher in his glory? Don't you want to see him in the midst of all of this darkness? Don't you want to see his light? You cannot go into a warfare battle without him. David went in with the anointing and three rocks. The king and all of his men could not even take down Goliath, but David, little behind, came in with the anointing because he was chosen and he was led and he had the confidence and he had three rocks. I'm gonna leave you with that. All that hooping and hollering, binding and cat and all of this and yelling and hollering and all of this stuff you doing, you're not gonna stop anything unless God has anointed you to stop it. That's it. Read the word. Elijah, Elisha, David. I can go on. Abraham in his old age, him and Sarah, anointed to do it. Anointed. Samson, anointed to do it. In his last hour, Esther, anointed to do it. Paul, Peter, anointed to do it. Are you the one that's anointed to do it? Seek God first in all your things that you're doing, and he will direct your path to success, not even. Then you won't be a false prophet. Who wants to be a false prophet? "Oh, I thought he said. Oh, I got it wrong. I heard." And be humble enough to admit that you was wrong. We all had plans for 2020 and thought it was God. We all said it. "Oh, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do this. He told me, and I believe, and he's gonna do." I had to repent. I was supposed to go to California in May. I believed up until the final moment. I could have traveled because they had lifted it up, but I didn't feel led to go. So I had to, get in my spirit. "God, what are you showing me?" And a lot of us tend to do that. We plan ahead and say, "God told me." But it's really us. So when are we going to come out of that? When are we going to grow up as the body of Christ? When are we going to be, led by the Holy Spirit, trusting him and doing what thus say the Lord? Those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, amen. All right. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead with the show. Four minutes behind or so. Actually a little more than that. But we got Dr. Rodrique. Oh, Rodica is here. We got Dr. Rodica Milos is here. That's my girl. She's going to be talking with us. And then we got my girl, comedian G, and financial consultant Jeffrey Hill. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back with Dr. Rodica Milos.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Say whatever you want to say, and then at the end just say, and now you're listening.
All right. Hey, Dr. Rodica, how are you this morning?
I am good. Thank you so much. I did listen to your speech and it was amazing. You are on fire.
Dr. Rodica, you know what? I'm quiet because I really just realized that I didn't know nothing. And everything I thought I knew, Dr. Rodica, I had to surrender it to God and let him just, you know, pick the meat from the bone, because, you know, we're going and going and, you know, we're hearing and we're connecting and everybody's, you know, and flesh and all of this stuff. And I really just wanted to take this time to really just seek after the Father's truth. I wanted to know the areas that I was wrong. I wanted to know the areas where I was mistaught. I wanted to know the areas so I can live accordingly to his way. And it's been really liberating. You think that it's some people might be scared of it, or, you know, afraid of it, but it's very liberating and it's so simple. It's much simpler.
Yeah, that was powerful. You know, I was just thinking if I will give a speech, probably that will be the speech.
and bless your heart.
Actually, the Holy Spirit inspired me to write Find Your Peace, the supernatural solution beyond science for fear, anxiety, and depression. Because only the Holy Spirit can change a person's life. And because I have the experience, you know, I came from a communist country and I lived there in oppression and depression, and it was a very difficult life to live under the communist as a Christian. But because I have the Holy Spirit, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, and we don't talk so much about that. But we need to go back to the Bible, and we need to go back to the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus said, you shall receive power. That power, like you talked about, is the power of the Holy Spirit that can change our perception, our thoughts, our attitude, our life completely. Is the Holy Spirit power. And I'm so glad that you are talking about that in your soul.
Bless your heart. I just, you know, I love our godly connection so much. And it's so much wisdom that you have that God has given you concerning the brain and emotion and how that's connected and everything. I have been talking to someone, not really talking to them, but just, you know, getting some clarity of someone that's in California. Not saying that this is all California, but just this person is from California, and they were telling me about the pineal gland in your brain that some people call the third eye. Do you know about that?
Well, what I know that we are, of course, created in God's image in a unique way, and there is a huge difference between men and women, like 6,000 differences. And also, the women have different perception. They are quick in observing things and very much detailed. You know, like we can see the dust on the table, or we can see our laundry. We can watch our children. So yes, we do have different abilities, and we are created different to be female, to observe things and to be more creative and to intervene when it's needed. So, yes, we are created to see all the details. And, of course, if we have the Holy Spirit who gives us the inspiration and we can see things different, we are different people when we have the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, wow. So with all of this, you know, your book is called Find Your Peace. And I know you talked about that. Where can people literally find their peace? When they read, what did God reveal to you? And is it an easy thing? Is it a mental thing? Is it a, you know, is it spiritual and mental? Can you elaborate on that? Because I think we all need peace right now. We want it.
Yes. Well, that's true. And you can tell that this book was inspired by the Holy Spirit, because this book, I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to write it like 10 years ago. It's just amazing that it came out just this year. People live in turmoil everywhere in the world, and this is an inside issue. People struggle. It's a spiritual war. We cannot find peace outside of God. We really need to read the Word of God. We need to memorize the Word of God. We need to meditate on the Word of God. We need to pray. And prayer is God's mystery to connect us with his supernatural realm, and also to get in the spiritual battle. So prayer is amazing how God came with this idea that we need to pray. And I observed that during the prayer, all the things change, not even outside, not only that God solves our problems, but God changes our thoughts. And I was thinking, even in medicine, you know, we have now so many studies showing how prayer helps us to manage our stress level when it's so high and we cannot make decisions because our brain is invaded with high cholesterol level, and there's like a cloud on our brain and we cannot make decisions right. But prayer will help us clarify things, and it's doing that by lowering our blood pressure, and our heart rate is going low, and also our breathing is regulated during prayer time and during meditation, and our immune system is improved. And to be able to manage stress through prayer was God's idea, because our body was not designed to carry so big load of stress like we see now everywhere. People are stressed out and people are in turmoil, I will say. They have a big struggle outside and inside. To find peace, we really need to go back to the Bible. We have so many examples in the Bible of people going through high level of stress from so many difficulties. And in my life, I had higher level of stress during the communists because it was so intimidating and so intense. You talk about tension was very high during the communists. All the Christian people, they needed to survive. And we had to find peace in the Word of God. We needed to find peace through the power of the Holy Spirit, and especially through prayer. We had to hide ourselves to read the Bible. We had to hide ourselves to pray. You couldn't even mention God in that society. And that is, you know, I learned that only in God we find peace. And we need to detach of the things that are in the world, and we need to focus on who God created us to be. Because one day we'll leave this world. We are temporary here. I like to tell people we have a temporary visa for 120 years maximum. So when that visa expires, we will go home. We will leave this planet. So we need to prepare for that. We need to focus on Jesus. Then if we have Jesus in our life, we will have a healthy lifestyle. We will live a healthy spiritual life. Then we will have joy. During this time when you see people are so living in so much tension and it's so much noise out there, we need to come to Christ. We need to come to the cross, to the feet of Jesus, and you need to be covered with his blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Absolutely correct. I love it. But again, her book is called Find Your Peace. And I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Rodica Malos, for joining me. I know you got a lot of people to help out today. I know you got people to listen to the heartbeats and check their pulse and all of that stuff, what you do and diagnose and all of that. We're just so grateful for you and appreciate you being such a friend of the show, a sister, I might add. May God continue to increase you and more.
Can you tell everybody where they can follow you?
I think I was disconnected. You can tell us. Can you repeat the question?
No. I was saying, God bless you and thank you so much for being with us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I appreciate all the revelation that God gives you. It's such an amazing gift. And I said, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Oh, thank you so much. That is great.
Where can they follow you on social media?
Oh, they can follow me on www.rodicamalos.com. So my name is spelled R-O-D-I-C-A, Malos, M-A-L-O-S, .com. So they can go on the webpage and find more information. And also, the book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and different stores. So people can find their peace if they read this book. I did talk about medical, scientific, and spiritual evidence that will help us to live a healthy lifestyle and a healthy spiritual life.
And you know what? We need all of that right now. I have your book. I've read your book. It's very helpful. It's very in detail, and I just love it. Thank you so much. Welcome again, and we'll have you back again, I know, sometime soon in the near future, because we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, sister, friend to the show. Mine personally, too. I love you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your boldness, and I pray for you that this word will touch many hearts and people will be changed. They will change their lifestyle, and they will live a healthy life, and like I said, physically and spiritually, and they will know the Lord, and they will live for eternity. They will live with eternity in mind, and they will have a different spirit like Joshua and Caleb.
Amen and amen to that. Thank you, Dr. Rodica. We needed that word released. Thank you. Praise God for you. May he increase you and overflow with overflow. I love you, sister. Until next time, I know you're going to come back again at some point, right?
Yes, sure. Of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. And I love your spirit. I love your passion. And I love the fire, the Holy Spirit fire on you. Be blessed beyond your imagination.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Shalom, sister. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen, amen. You too. God bless you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Gina G with the Trinity. I say Gina G with the Trinity. I say what you say, she got the Trinity. I say what she say, she got the Trinity. She got the Trinity for you and me. Say what? It's for you and me. I say, huh? It's for you and me. I say what? It's Gina G. Gina G with the Trinity. Bah, bah.
That sounds like the extended remix version. That version was the extended remix. That's the Puff Daddy mix. that you only get back when they used to make 2 albums. I said, oh, wait a minute. You added a little bit more on this one this morning. Well, all right.
Oh,
good morning.
Good
you
morning.
Know what I want to say about our guest that was on this morning, Doctor? She, it's so strange to me that you can be from such a different place of the world and still everyone comes together under one name. Because I was over here trying to listen and understand what my girl was saying. And I said, you know what? If I don't understand any other words, you let me tell you what I understand. Jesus. Because I know that's what she was saying.
It's just a beautiful accent. It's one of my favorite languages, accents. I love it. I can listen to her all day long.
And I was just like, look at this. I was just like, look at God. And it don't matter what. You know what Jesus is, and you know what he all about. So we going to come together.
Holy Spirit and Jesus.
I'm telling you. Okay, let me get this tea, child, because this tea has been brewing for 400 years. Now.
We got to
because we are getting rid of the ancient mama, girl. We getting ancient mammy, ancient mama, ancient anybody. We getting rid of her off of the pancake box. Do y'all understand?
What about the bottle?
The who?
The bottle. You know she has a bottle.
The syrup. They taking her off the syrup. Anything frozen pancake, and we working on Uncle Ben and Mr. Cream and Wheat himself. Because as we all know, those was just slaves, honey, that they threw on them box. I don't even believe that Ancient Mama even created the doggone pancake mix. So I need Big Mama's recipe for the pancake.
Yeah,
and then
Mama
I feel better.
There? Yeah, whose grandmama was that they just slapped on there?
It was some
slave.
She was a slave.
They didn't get no money for it.
No money for it, no nothing. She was a slave that they threw on that box. But I'm telling you, honey, we are getting stuff done. I'm telling you, this generation right here ain't no joke. I'm telling
they
you, I thought my mama generation
list,
was crazy.
Aren't they?
But I'm telling you, these kids want everything. They want everything gone. Because you know they already took the Indian lady off of the Land O'Lakes butter and all of its projects. Because they said that we are not a mascot. You know, don't just throw us on there like Tony the Tiger and Frosted Flakes.
No, that's right.
So, honey, the new day is coming, child. I don't know who they're going to put up there. They better not put no Kardashian up there. I can tell you that right now. I'll take anybody on the box, but any Kardashian. They better not put a Kardashian up there. That's all I'm going to say. The other tea that's brewing, you guys, you know that the cases are going up in so many states. The corona cases are going up. I don't know how they are finding these folks, keeping up with them, but they out there. So please be careful, you guys. 6 feet distance. Wear your mask. And if you don't have to go out, y'all, still, let's just wait. Can't we just wait to 2021? Can we just wait to go out to 2021? I know I'm waiting. Now, if we can avoid going out, y'all, let's just go ahead and avoid it because I just don't want no problems. I don't need nothing jumping on me, and I don't want to put nothing on nobody else. So just stay 6 feet away and keep your mask on. Also, you guys, some good news in Virginia. Now, let me tell you something. Virginia is the state of slavery. Do you hear me? This is where they didn't landed the boat right here. And loaded us all off of the boat. But I'm going to tell you right now, Juneteenth is now recognized as a paid holiday.
Oh, wow.
Do you hear me? So if you working on Juneteenth, which is June 19th, you get a check. Well, you know, here in the state. You need to, and I can't say nothing over there in D.C. Now, you going to go to work on Juneteenth in D.C.? Don't be looking for no extra money. You ain't going to get none down there.
But
down here in Virginia.
Really been stepping up. Y'all governor really
has
been stepping up.
He really has. And, you know, I think people are just saying enough is enough. You know, people are just really, really tired, and enough is enough. I really feel like they like, look, can we just give these black folks the stuff so they can hush? Because we should have just gave it to them a long time ago.
Right.
We should have gave it to them a long time ago. Now, let's just give it to us so we can all live in harmony. But But you know what? Things are starting to happen. But me, I will take Juneteenth off. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to take it off now. Just like folks, you know, they try to do 4th of July and they put in their work time to have 4th of July off. Well, I'm putting in some time to have Juneteenth off, whether they pay me or not. I also want to let you guys know that American Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, and Delta, along with other airlines, will no longer serve alcohol during domestic flights. Now, listen here. I think I may have had a drink or two on the airline before, but it's just some people that cannot fly that need two shots of Tito's or two shots of something to get them through that flight. So now, y'all, you're going to have to rely on nobody but the good Lord himself to get you safely to your next flight, because there is no longer any alcohol on those flights. Now, it doesn't say anything yet. I haven't seen anything about first class. But right now, those airlines will not. So if you still a fan of Spirit, you better get on there real quick and get you a cup of Hennessy while you on your way to travel. Now, Future's baby mother, one of them. And if you guys don't know who Future is, let me just say that it's Sierra's baby daddy, the one that ain't taking care. Well, let me say, the one that's not around as much. Okay, so he has 6 baby mothers, and this baby mother right here has rejected his offer of $1,000 a month on child support. Now, Dr. Gina, now I really have mixed feelings about certain things because I ain't never got no child support.
So right.
When I hear $1,000 a month, I'm like, girl, you better get that $1,000. You better get that $1,000 because I ain't received not one penny. But, hey, I guess she figures that the man is super, super rich, that he should be able to pay more than $1,000 a month. But then again, ladies, we knew what was going on when we was with these men. And so for us to expect any more once the relationship is over, that's kind of we got to do better. We got to do better. I know he got money, but he also got 6 other children that he got to spread that $1,000 a month out. But, hey, as long as you're taking care of your kids, send me the $1,000 Future, and I'll take care of my kids and send yours a birthday card every year like most fathers do. Now, I have a question for you, Dr. Gina. There was a pastor. I don't know if you heard about this, but Lecrae was on, I'm trying to think of this pastor's name. Please forgive me while I get it together. But he was on a show, and the pastor referred to, white privilege to mm-hmm. a white blessing. He also referred to slavery as a blessing. And I just want to know, in the spirit, no, it was the pastor. I'm trying to get his name. Pastor Louis Gigolo. Hope I'm saying it right. G-I-G-L-I-O. Yes, he leads a Passion church in Atlanta, and he is also a Chick-fil-A CEO. And when he said it, Lecrae didn't really know how to react to the comment. So we can't really have further discussion if you hadn't seen it. I want you to see it so that maybe we can speak about it, because I just know that things happen also in the Christian realm. You know, some people, it's two different, you know, lifestyles and being in the church and being in the Word. So I just wonder if they really feel that it's okay because slavery and obeying your master is in the Bible. So that's a subject we can have that discussion once you see
well,
it.
Well, we talked about that, but that is also in the, you know, Pharaoh and where the Israelites was released. I have to hear it because I can't comment on a content that I don't know anything about. I got to hear what he meant and what he's saying.
Okay, I will definitely send that to you.
The law says that there's no more slaves. So regardless of what was in the Bible, what was once before, we're not in slavery times anymore. So that's all
Okay, we're going to revisit that.
God says abide by the laws of the land. And that's the law. Right. That's why people fight so much about laws, because we want the laws to stay as close as, you know, what God would want. You know, like, you know, abortions and, you know, drugs and guns. Like, we want, you know, people that are kingdom want to live on earth as it is in heaven, but we also have to come to the place where is that even though the earth may not agree with what's heavenly, we have to still operate in heavenly and authority in that way on this earth and not be moved or converted to what's going on around mm-hmm. us. So even if we got a president that loved, you know, homosexuality, marriages, and, you know, all of the things that the Bible is, you know, they, you know, as, you know, God is, you know, people say is against and all of this stuff, regardless of all of that, whatever laws are in action, we're still supposed to act kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. so the laws of the land at this time is that there's no slavery. So we don't have to abide by that because that's not a law anymore. We've been freed from that. Hallelujah.
What you say? We've been freed. Okay.
Hallelujah.
That's what Juneteenth is all about. If you guys don't know, that is what Juneteenth is all about. The celebration of everyone being free, slaves being free. Well, actually, it was before that, but the word didn't get around to all of them. So we'll leave it at that. So some good news before I let you guys go is the commissioner of the NFL, has said that he encourages and supports that an NFL team signs Colin Kaepernick. Now, he still hasn't apologized to Colin Kaepernick because Colin Kaepernick was trying to be peaceful and just take a knee against police brutality, of course, he lost his job, and it's been 4 years in between. But I think the man is young enough and is still in good health to be able to be on a team. So just to have the commissioner, Roger Goodell, vouch for Colin Kaepernick, it says volumes because I'm telling you, he was blackballed. He was not even able to do anything with the NFL.
Yeah.
So, it's good to see that they will even give him a chance. So we're hoping that another team picks him up. But there'll be a lot of kneeling this season. So you guys be prepared for that and clutch your pearls if you're not ready because it's going to happen.
All right. Well, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Happy birthday to Tupac. They can follow me at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 Funny on Instagram, and Gina G TOO Funny on Facebook.
And she got the tea, y'all.
I'm telling you, Gina G got the tea, not only the trending tea.
Yeah.
But the ISO tea. I do. How are you enjoying it, Gina?
I am really, really, really. I'm really enjoying it. I really am. I like it. I'm going to use this, you know, this month's kind, you know, thing. And like I said, and I'm going to keep on with the resolution drops to curb these cravings. I'll talk to you about menopause. You guys, you need help. This is a natural product that will help you get this thing in order, because when your body is wackety dackety, you need something to make sense of it all. Now, some of y'all, Gina G ain't reached menopause yet, but I'm there all the way in. I'm all the way in it. And this has helped me quite a bit. Well, listen, we got to go further. Speaking of business, we got my main man, Jeffrey Hill,
Business
Financial 5. What's going on, man?
What is up, ladies? How are y'all? Oh, man, it's been a crazy couple of days. I will say, if you have not watched the Netflix movie 13th, you might want to do that. I was in the queue, and you guys were talking about slavery, and you would think that it's done, but it's not according to the Constitution. Anybody who is still in a involuntary servitude, except for punishment. So if you are a criminal, legally you have the right at that point to be a slave, which is crazy. So we're still trying to get the 13th Amendment ratified. Anyway. So let's jump into the Financial Five.
Yeah.
This is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated with the Financial Five. There's a lot going on in the news. First thing I want to talk about is...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
You're breaking up.
I don't know what's going on.
You are breaking up something good. I can't hear you at all now. So, Gina, while we get him on, we got a couple of minutes. Let's fill in. Tell us more about the tea. I know that I was saying that I was 51 and things like that. Tell everybody how natural it is and things like that, just, you know, so we can fill that in.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's definitely 100% organic. It's a detox tea that cleans your upper and lower intestines. You take it with, of course, a water bottle, or you can steep it, which is, you know, boil it and let it sit overnight. But it's just a gentle detox that you definitely should be taking every day. It definitely helps with, you know, appetite suppressing. You know, you're not craving the
actually, I haven't really been craving meat as much, which is strange, but you kind of release some of your cravings. But it's just a natural, natural detox. And not everyone, you know, uses the restroom on a regular basis. Normally, like my 14-year-old son, after he has dinner, he's already in the bathroom 15, 20 minutes after he's eaten dinner. And I'm just so jealous of him. Because we should definitely be releasing the waste. And some people carry at least 15 to 20 pounds in their colon. So if you clean all of that out, imagine how good and how much healthier, you know, you will feel once that's cleaned out. So I just absolutely love the tea. I absolutely love the multivitamin, the NutriBirth, which has 72 minerals. Your body is made out of 102 minerals. So if you can get something 72 minerals back in your body, come on now, you guys. It's really a win-win situation. I just love it.
I like it because it's natural. Right. And anybody that has ever taken like a laxative or anything like that, it's not harsh on your body. I love that they are very, very pro with all of the, what is that, vitamin burst thing. I don't use that because I take a multivitamin and I eat so much green avocado, spinach, greens. I'm green up. And I really didn't need anything for my digestive system. It's just that I wanted something to cleanse me really to detox me with all of the minerals and natural ingredients that this product have. It's a win-win along with my diet and nutrition. Yeah. So, and because I got to get a colon cleansing, you know, I mean, not a colon
That's
cleansing,
right.
a colostomy.
A colonic.
A colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. I have to get that at my age. So that's, you know, you need a little help. Okay, Jeff, are you with us now, man?
Yes, ma'am. Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, we can.
Let's go. What is
it? All right. Let's jump back into it. So now this is like the financial three. The biggest thing right now is self-employed. If you are a business owner, gig economies, freelance, independent contractors, comedians, okay, you are now eligible for the EIDL. That's the grant and loan program. And I say loan, so don't get nervous. Like I want them to loan me money. It's $1,000 that you don't have to pay back, okay? So hop on over to SBA.gov and go ahead and apply. It's $1,000, and you can get $1,000 per employee up to $10,000. And that's different from the Paycheck Protection Act, PPP. It's a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
The EIDL, go ahead and apply because you shouldn't get denied for it at all, especially if you are out there and you have been affected. I know as an individual, if you file your taxes, they gave you the $1,200 stimulus check. They're talking about another round of checks and probably even more. So there's a lot going on with the government printing money. But let me give you this high-level thing, okay? We know the economy dropped. We know the stock market dropped a little bit. And now it's kind of rebounded. But you also have to understand we've printed over $3.6 trillion. We printed almost 25% of our budget. So when you think, oh, the economy is doing good, everything is back, quote-unquote, fixed, you have to understand how much money was printed to make it look that way. Nothing is fixed at all, okay? We just put Band-Aids on until we can figure something out. But because they gave you a $1,200 hush money check, you don't really see the smoke and mirrors, okay? So hop on over to SBA.gov. If you are freelance, gig, photographer, comedian, or you just have a side hustle or whatever, go apply on the EIDL and see if you qualify for this $1,000. It takes maybe 2 or 3 minutes for you to get the application in there, and you could actually get another $1,000 on top of the $1,200 they gave you. On top of the $1,200 plus is coming. So there's a lot of money floating around out there. Take whatever you can because, trust me, the big banks and everybody else, they're trying to do it. So you might as well go and throw your name in the hat also. So this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group and the Financial Five. The best way to contact me, you can follow me on my social media, HFG Inc. on Instagram. You can go to Hill Financial Group Inc. on Facebook. Or if you've got a question or two, email me, jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. You can send me a text to 501-291-0708. But again, this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated. Back to you, ladies.
I love it.
I mean,
thank
that is
so
great.
Much.
Give me the website one more time. Just say it.
SBA.gov.
Okay. Got you. That's just for the slow people in the back. But we got it now. We got it.
they open a lot of money up, and it's available until December 16th of 2020. But don't wait that long, because the longer you wait, it could run out of money again. They printed $10 billion. It ran out, and they opened it up for $60 billion. So you got way more opportunities, but don't hesitate just because you think there's a lot of money available.
Great information, as always, Jeffrey Hill. We love you. Until next time, okay?
Thank you, lady.
Thank
All
you.
All right. That was good stuff. Well, this has been a wonderful show.
Great.
I appreciate everybody that's come on. I thank God for him moving and blessing the people. I hope you guys were blessed. Gina G with the Trinity always coming in full blast. She said what she had to say, and that was it.
That's it.
And that's it. And that's it. All right, you guys. We look forward to next week's show. You got a show coming on tomorrow, Gina. Tell everybody about it.
I do. If you happen to be on Instagram, please come and chit-chat with your girl in the closet. Chit-chat in the closet is going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have Marlon Randolph is my guest, who has been in the comedy business for a long time, but he kind of reminds me of B.B. Winans. So you guys, ladies, you don't want to miss this show. Chit-chat in the closet is on Thursdays, 9 p.m.
And your Instagram again.
And my Instagram. Look, duh. Gina G, too funny. Gina G, the number 2, F-U-N-N-Y.
Oh, yeah, baby. I can't wait. It's so good and funny. All right, you guys, listen. We love you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Check out my Facebook page and see the write-up I talked about, menopause, on my Facebook page, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Go check that out and follow us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you here, you guys. Until next time. I'm tired of being sad and mad. I want to get down.
I know that's right.
Down. Hey, I want happy, happy, happy.
I know. Happy feeling.
Happy. Yes. Happy feeling.
Hey.
Hey, we need to get him on here. Lord. I can't even think
Frankie Beverly, yes.
Frankie Beverly, we need to get him on here. All right, you guys,
yes,
until
we do.
Next time, live healthy, live whole, like we said. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.